producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It started in the earliest days of this campaign. The very first question was, what will you do about the heroin epidemic?
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
So that's why I so firmly believe the way to really win the war on drugs is to treat the addict. For those whose lives we have a chance to save, I want us to try to save those lives.
If somebody has a drug problem, and far too many do, you got an illness. Treat it as an illness.
Go Bernie.
Not as a criminal problem.
Addiction needs to be, it's a lifetime challenge, and you need to have a recovering kind of philosophy about this, and people need to stay together in this regard. And look, I have some personal experience in this just as a dad.
As a user.
It is the most heartbreaking thing in the world to have to go through.
My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction. So, we must invest more in the treatment of drugs.
All right, that was a number of presidential candidates. I don't know if they're all still active, from Hillary to Christie to Bush to Sanders to Fiorina, not necessarily in that order, talking about drug addiction. I think the first thing you hear, by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, a couple hours of broadcast healing here on GCN and elsewhere. TMB will join me a little later, Ty Bollinger, as we go outside the box. But if you notice, the first thing Hillary says, the very first question that I was asked when I declared for president was about, how are you going to end the heroin addiction? Does anybody believe that was really the first question she was asked?
They didn't ask me about my emails or anything. They wanted to know about heroin.
Heroin addiction. Really? That's what they asked Hillary. Man, Hillary should just go home and retire at this point. I mean, she's going to get indicted likely anyway. What's the point? Democrats, you get what you deserve if you think Hillary's a good candidate. Right. Well, then we got Bernie Sanders. You know, he's talking some sense there in terms of addressing the addiction, treating it as a medical issue, I guess. Everything to him is a medical issue because he wants socialized medicine. And I look at Bush. Which Bush was that, by the way? That was Jeb, right?
That was Jeb.
Jeb, yeah. I have some personal experience with this, and then immediately went right to his child, which evidently there was some drug addiction there, too, but he neglects to mention his use of drugs. But the idea here is, what's anybody doing on that stage, any of those candidates in particular, about the real drug problem in America? FDA-approved variety. Which candidate's going to do something about that? I think that's the question.
Oh,
that needs
but
to
wait,
be
but wait. What? I mean, what? They're all jumping up and down because the drugs are expensive, so they're doing something about it, right?
Wait a second, but that's sort of my point, is that they're enabling the drug addiction of Americans and not to heroin. Heroin's a minor
they
problem
want,
by
they
comparison,
want the drugs
Hillary.
To be cheaper so people can get more
they
of
want
them,
more
right?
people on them. That's right.
That's right.
That is right. And if you go to the show notes, op-ed's going to work on them and going to be up soon at robertscottbell.com, you'll see where we're going with this. In fact, we look at the presidential candidates and we begin to see a pattern emerge. Most all of the so-called front runners are considered, well, with an exception we'll get to, but are considered, well, the candidates of Big Pharma, at least by money standards. The ones the mainstream media, let me just put it that way, want to win. They all have something in common, and they are, well, the advertisers on the big networks. Big Pharma. Who's a Big Pharma candidate? Nobody's bigger than Hillary Clinton. The one who brings up heroin, but not opiates. Not SSRIs. Not antibiotics. But heroin. And I honestly think that antibiotics, at this point, have got to be a greater danger than heroin. Because of the development of resistant strains of microbes, of bacteria, that will completely eliminate the wonder drugs of the 20th century and relegate them to afterthoughts. Except that, well, you look back one day and go, wow, you remember when antibiotics actually worked? Imagine that. Now, fortunately, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're not panicking. You shouldn't be panicking either, because we know ways to actually navigate a world without antibiotics. And we'll talk about some of that a little bit later in the hour. We've got some great questions of the day that will lead us into that. By the way, Disney princesses, you know, people have gone back and done drawings of them different and like if they were real life. Now they're going to be used as propaganda tools to promote Hillary Clinton's agenda and other presidential candidate agendas to get you on drugs and vaccines. How many of these candidates would support mandatory vaccines without exemption? I bet Hillary would be one of them. She has the largest, by far, coffers filled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. If I can read this right, kind of a blurry image. Let me see if I click it, if it gets any clearer. Yeah, there it is. So according to this, number one on the list of presidential candidates of Big Pharma stooges is Hillary Clinton with over $250,000 dollars thus far that we know of. Number two on the list, you heard him in the opening remarks talking about drug addiction, but not pharmaceutical drug addiction, Jeb Bush. 110,000 plus. Then this one's an interesting one. The third on the list is not a favorite of the mainstream media, Ted Cruz. But he's kind of like, all right, maybe he'd be better than Trump because we can't control Trump at all. And interesting about Ted Cruz is, of course, his wife is part of the CFR, a Goldman Sachs crowd. And so you know he's compromised. I know a lot of my friends love Ted Cruz, a real conservative, but I got my questions about him. He's next on the list at number three with $83,000. Right below him, Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio. That guy's just a put my finger to the wind, put it up there, and see which way I'm going to go. Then we got Chris Christie, who says he would, absolutely enforce the nation's drug laws if he were president against those states that have decriminalized or fully legalized or, I shall say, lawfulized cannabis. He's such a mixed bag. I shall say a mixed windbag to continue yesterday's theme. Bernie Sanders, number seven on the list, though. I mean, it drops precipitously, but Bernie's in the top 10 list of Big Pharma donations. And, of course, Big Pharma would not be upset if Bernie Sanders were president. Why do I say that? Come on, Robert. He's against the big corporations. What are you? You're nuts. You're bonkers. He's gonna make drugs free for everybody. Listen. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. If you believe that, go back to grade school. Go back and talk to your grandma or grandpa if they're still around. They'll tell you that that's a ludicrous assumption. But, socialism is the new capitalism, I guess. Free markets. We're going to get into that in a moment. John Kasich, Ben Carson, number nine. Of course, he's a surgeon. Lindsey Graham. Oh, Rand Paul, number 11. He just missed the top 10. Rand Paul. Carly Fiorina right behind him. And Carly had some disasters in her family with drug addiction. We go on down the list. Interesting. Number 17, just $1,000. Donald Trump.
Damn it.
I know. You wanted Trump to be up higher, didn't you?
Damn it.
But you know what? Trump speaks out on issues, whether you like him or not.
Well, I'm sorry. You have to. Yeah. You're maybe misinterpreting my damn.
Did I misinterpret
it? Okay. Here we go again. Here's another thing that we can look at and go, you know what? Of all the candidates that are running out there, he's like nearly. I mean, the only one lower than him was Rick Perry. He only got $250. But
yeah, well, he cashed out when he went back on the HPV Gardasil mandate in Texas.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess the point I'm making is that here we go again. Donald Trump getting nearly almost in the whole lineup of people, especially right now,
yes.
That are in the running.
Right.
Got the least amount of cash from the pharmaceutical industry. Well, and these statistics, in case anybody wants to go, oh, you're pulling those numbers out of your rear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This was put together by the Center for Responsible or Responsive Politics. So, you know, this wasn't something that was just thrown together by somebody just guessing on these numbers. These are these are legit.
Yeah, the higher you are on this list, the more likely you are to be a medical fascist. I'll just say that in regards to vaccines, et cetera. Now, the understanding here that we have is that the addiction to drugs, the biggest problem is the addiction to FDA pharmaceuticals, approved by the government drugs. And that's not being addressed anywhere by any of these candidates, at least in the opening montage. Nor is the opening to, you know, legitimate drug detoxification. Because the drug detox centers in America are all monopoly-based medicines, and they rarely work. Whereas we've talked about things like cannabis that's pulling people off of the dangerous drugs, including opiates. Ayahuasca, we've talked about, from Central America, South America, wherever they're using it, having better success than what they got in the mainstream centers. But then there's a lot we don't know. A lot we don't know in America because we've lost sight of, you know, even the fact that Bernie Sanders may be the leading candidate on the Democrat side as an avowed socialist. And, you know, there's nobody shames a socialist anymore. No, it's cool to be socialist. A lot of the millennials are into it. Not op-ed and some of the group that are awake. But then again, if we would argue for the free market, what the hell is a free market and when has it ever existed? Well, it did for a time, but it wasn't anything like we were taught it was in the 20th century. Great article by John Rappaport published today in the Robert Scott Bell Show news site, robertscottbell.com. Techies, diapers, in a twist over Trump's Apple remark. The free market was built for nations, not the world. I encourage you all to read it. Now, it links to the fact that Trump says he will force Apple to manufacture in the U.S., even though, according to the article, it says it makes no sense at Gizmodo. Well, it makes no sense because you want an Apple phone for a few bucks. If they were manufactured here in the United States, not paid by slave labor's wages, yeah, an iPhone might cost 10 grand, 5 grand, 2 grand, I don't know. But the reality is free markets work only on the local level, maybe on a national level, as indicated by John Rappaport's article. I want you to read it to help you understand that. Free markets are never designed, were never designed to be operating globally. All of those treaties, GATT, NAFTA, CAFTA, all designed to support the screwage of you and everybody, all the regular folks, by these multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. They want to wipe out borders, eliminate the nation states, and of course that's the only area where you can operate a true capitalistic free market. Outside of that, you want to protect yourself, just like a cell, from unfair competition from slave labor wages. Or else you just trash all your domestic jobs and send them elsewhere. Where has that happened?
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
What the heck, man?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah. I saw Tinkerbell. Yeah, looking for you, Super Don. What is
okay,
that?
Okay, now come on, be honest. Yeah. When you hear that,
right?
Doesn't I mean you just can't help but feel like a little kid and be happy when you hear that music?
Well, I remember for the me, Wonderful anyway. World of Disney. You know the. What weekly special they had or something. You always had, was it Tinkerbell that did the thing on the Cinderella Castle?
Yeah, did the little fly around thing, went ding, and yeah.
Well, it's the thing, you know, you have those good memories, but are they going to be tarnished? Are we just growing too old to kind of have that kind of viewpoint, that thought form? I mean, do we now, when we hear that music, think of human papillomavirus and gynecological visits? I mean, what the heck are you doing? Well, somebody's screwing with Disney princesses. No, not that, not like that, but in a way like that. In a way like that. Yeah, no, I'm saying in a way like that because they're redrawing them as propaganda tools for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Now, all right, so here's the headline. Artist draws Disney princesses going to the OBGYN to promote women's health, right? Listen, I got nothing against women going to an OBGYN to get a, you know, a checkup, whatever. But when you start looking at what they're doing here, and you see some of these drawings that are done, they have one particular, let's say, woman of color, extra pigmentation, whatever you want to call it, African-American princess, Tiana from Disney's The Princess and the Frog, getting her HPV vaccine shot. Okay, now this is just wrong. First of all, cartoons, unless they're of a certain level of rating in the movies, are not going to get HPV. Certainly not Disney princesses. But what are they doing here? They're wanting to program teens and preteen girls that it is normal to get injections for a sexually transmitted virus, for the most part, maybe not always sexually transmitted, that they claim causes cervical cancer 20 or 30 years down the road. But it's a lie. This is a propaganda campaign that if I was Disney, I would want to put a stop to, because it's going to be very embarrassing when more of this information comes out on Friday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got Dr. Sin Hang Lee. He's the doctor who's just come out as a whistleblower against the CDC and the WHO and the NCI, National Cancer Institute, on their claims that the human papillomavirus, Gardasil shot and Cervarix shot, actually prevent cancer. They do not. They do not. This just fits right into it. You can never wait too long to take the beautiful innocence of youth and shatter it with the lies of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and now Disney is taking part. I guess that's not new, but it's kind of a bummer. Or am I being just a killjoy over this? They should be able to use these princesses however they want.
Yeah. Well, they've even got one. The next one down here has an image of Mulan. Remember where that should?
Mulan.
Mulan. Yeah, her regular cervical cancer screening.
Here, Mulan, put your ankles in these stirrups. I mean, come on, really? Gosh, darn it.
Yes. And then you've got Belle from Beauty and the Beast visiting the clinic to pick up her emergency contraception.
Wow. All right, well, listen, my big, problem with this is really the propaganda. Not that, again, there's nothing wrong with women getting a checkup, healthy checkup, but what's problematic here is that they're going to sell them on the idea, unproven as it is, that the human papillomavirus on the cervix causes cervical cancer 20 or 30 years from now.
I just don't know. This is just, here's the next frame. Mm-hmm. Cinderella getting her blood drawn for STD testing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, Disney princesses, they're all a bunch of whores. according to the way they're designing this, right? Come on. Does anybody else find this just a little distasteful?
Come on. Cinderella does not need STD testing. She's Cinderella.
But you don't know where that shoe has been. Where has that slipper been, Cinderella?
What's next? I guess they're going to bring Elmo in next, right?
Right. And you know Prince Charming. He loved the lady. So you got to be careful. Never too careful. Wow. And in the morning, I'm making waffles. Yeah, no shots in those waffles. All right, a little bit more on the free market and questions of the day, including silver questions and autoimmunity and MS questions. And then what sticks to you no matter what you do?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How long before we have pole dancing Minnie Mouse? I mean, come on, where is this going? Good Lord. Hi, Mickey. Look at what I can do on this pole. No, that's wrong. This is wrong. You know, even my son said Walt Disney would never have approved of this. I mean, think about it. Well, we'd like to use your Disney princesses to promote sexually transmitted disease prevention. No, I'm not. I'm thinking, no, you just go somewhere else. Or Hanna-Barbera. Check with Hanna-Barbera or something. Maybe Yogi Bear can help you. But again, it's all pharmaceutical propaganda. It is not designed to prevent disease.
These are lies that are perpetrated, again, starting back with the presidential candidates taking money from Big Pharma, all the way through to Walt Disney princesses being reworked. And by the way, the princess that was getting the Gardasil shot happened to be African-American, at least according to the drawings. Why is that problematic to me? To me it is, because they're targeting that community. What is the end result of these HPV shots? Have you not been listening? Have you not been paying attention, following what's going on with this? Preteens and teenage girls are dying. They're getting paralysis, Guillain-Barré. Evidence of sterility. They can't have children. And boy, oh boy, when we talk to Dr. Lee on Friday, on our Detoxify Friday special, you're going to get an earful, because this guy knows his stuff. He's been 50 years a pathologist, calling out the WHO, the CDC, and the National Cancer Institute on the lies they're perpetrating about HPV shots preventing cancer. There's no evidence, not a shred of evidence, to provide anyone anywhere on planet Earth that the HPV shots known as Gardasil and Cervarix prevent anything. Perhaps a manifestation of an HPV infection, but maybe, just maybe. But 20 to 30 years later, cervical cancer? No, not at all. In fact, you may find that in women who had an HPV infection and they get the shot, they may be more likely after the shot to develop cervical cancer. And now we've got Disney princesses to thank for promoting this diabolical vaccination agenda. I'm not surprised, I guess, but it's not free market. We have a monopoly in America. Read John's article on free markets, because it is fascinating angles that only John Rappaport can take you there. Free markets are meant to protect, if you will, operate within more of a local economy. Could be a national economy, but more local could be really a free market. The more you go bigger and bigger and bigger, the more it becomes a managed market, managed trade, crony capitalism within our shores, much less on a global scale. Read up on it. These are the places. These are the articles. Go to robertscottbell.com, where you get to learn stuff you don't learn in many other places. And if you're not sure about what you're learning, then ask me a question. If you want to go deeper on any of this, you can, and I'll answer it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's do some questions of the day, shall we? Yes, let's. The first one is coming in from Chrissy. She says, hi, we're recovering our son from autism. Okay, coming back to the vaccine propaganda. I want to try your silver aloe protocol. By the way, it's not mine personally. It's something that was developed over many years of, you know, working out ideas of how we can get the silver into the gut efficiently without having to take too much silver. It's really brilliant in that the aloe helps to carry it there. And so Chrissy says, we feel like we need maybe some drainage support. Right? Do you do consults to discuss this? Thank you. Now, Chrissy, by the way, I called Chrissy today and talked to her off the air. And you know what I said yesterday about, it's just not my nature to say, yeah, I'll talk to you, but you're going to have to pay me X amount of bucks before I even talk to you. Now, I'm not saying I've never accepted donations for support if they feel so inclined. But for me, I want to give this information as freely as possible. And I want you to say thank you to the sponsors that make that possible. Because if we didn't have the support of those, and you can see the banners in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and things within embedded into the show notes. You know, that's the way it makes it possible for me to be able to just, I don't sell anything personal. The only thing I have is a book, technically. TMB and RSV together, Unlock the Power to Heal. That's it. So anything you can do to support those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty continues to allow me to get this message out to you and answer these questions, sometimes personally, but I like to answer them in a global way for everybody to hear. So you have a son recovering from autism, 11 years old, and you say, I want to try the gut recovery protocol with silver and aloe, but should we consider drainage support? Now, those of you who have participated in the Autism Recovery Summit online, you have access to a free PDF download of my chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal that blows out the chapter on the silver aloe protocol with other adjuncts of support. And you can still sign up for that. You can sign up for free. Go to robertscottbell.com. It's in the show notes. You'll see a link to it, the autism recovery. But the drainage support that I talk about often is homeopathic. because it's the simplest thing you can do. Kids with autism, might be difficult to give them certain herbs, other things. Simplest thing you can do. And these are drainage or drainage remedies that work with the liver, the kidneys, spleen, the colon, the lymph, the blood. There are all kinds of things. Now, Dr. Frank King has things like a whole body detox, right? Total body detox. If you're not sure, should I go liver, should I go lymph, should I go kidney, you can do a total body as well. But as I said, there are many ways to go about this. It's not just one way, but it's a great question that Chrissy asked. Should I consider that? And yes, you should. Because ultimately, if you kill a lot of the bad guys, which of course silver will eradicate dysbiotic organisms and yeast, the body now has to dump them and get them out of the body. And a lot of the problems with children who are autistic in the autism spectrum, they have congested pathways of elimination. They don't methylate easily. This is why, you know, we give them extra selenium. We do things to help them, like Dr. Bitar does different forms of chelation to help them to remove the metals. But we can do homeopathic adjuncts as well. That increases, you know, selenium intake too. We've talked about the One World Whey as an option because glutathione can be enhanced by using non-denatured whey as well as a supplement. But yes, indeed, I'm not saying it's 100% all the time necessary, but I think you're on the right track, Chrissy, for asking the question, so thank you for that. Second question comes from Adina. She said, and this is also, I think, off of the Autism Recovery Summit. She says, I've heard of colloidal silver as a healing agent for some time from a friend who uses it. However, I could never take it seriously because I thought, silver? Metal? Stay away! How could it not possibly harm you? Right? She says, I'm so grateful to Robert Scott Bell for not only explaining this concept, but even voicing my concerns during his presentation himself. I felt so validated. You know, and this is the thing, Super Don, when I talk to doctors, and I do a lot off the air, you know, I train them on how to utilize silver. One of the first things I acknowledge is the concerns for toxicological burdens, overwhelming a body that may be already metal burdened, and how working with silver, it matters the form, the species, the total parts per million. You don't want to OD. You don't need to OD. Now, sure. Granted, if you OD on the wrong form of silver, you won't die. You'll turn blue.
Right, and that's right. That's probably question number two that you probably get all the time. Is it going to make me blue?
Sure. Well, and in the case of Adina, I mean, she had genuine concerns, as did I, and I tell that story. I was like, I'm not working with silver unless I can validate that it's as safe as a homeopathic form, and that's what we did with the bioactive silver hydrosol that I use. You know, you guys know Sovereign Silver and Argent 23. So then she says, thank you to Luminara, who included me in this event. Every day brings new presentations that reflect different approaches to healing the gut, but everyone has staunchly advocated starting with the gut. That's right, Adina. And that's why Luminara did such a great job pulling people together. We all understood that, and we come at it from different angles. So I was thrilled to be a part of it. And you can still sign up. Go to robertscottbell.com and link through. Anyway, that was cool. I love hearing that. Okay, this one's a bit more complicated. This is the third one of the day. Michelle writes in. Said, hi, RSB. My son's teacher is a young woman in her 20s that is suffering from an autoimmune condition and was just told by her doctor today that the numbness in her face is potentially MS, multiple sclerosis. I had been speaking with her about natural healing and sharing information that I've learned from your show. I've also told her about our son's treatment with Dr. Bitar and the role heavy metal toxicity plays in multiple diseases. She asked me the other day if I could give her advice on natural alternatives for migraines, because she's having a difficult time with side effects from the medications she is on, which, guess what, Super Don? They also include, dagnabbit, chemotherapy.
Ah.
Jeez. 20, she's in her 20s, Super Don.
Wow.
My heart breaks for her because I know she is suffering in the allopathic system and she could be healed. I have provided her the name of a provider that does chelation IV therapies that are closer to our area since Dr. Bitar is a few hours away. Are there any suggestions, homeopathy, herbal, etc., that you could give that may help with the migraine she's experiencing? Thank you. And that's Michelle. Yes, Michelle, indeed. In fact, the drainage concept is brilliant because, again, we are talking liver congestion. Now, I'm going to let Super Don tell you what to do with coffee in just a moment. But before I get to that, in fact, I found an author from France, a medical doctor, who wrote a homeopathic drainage, a guide to homeopathy that I've just received in the mail. I'm going to review it, and I'm going to see if we can get him on to talk more about homeopathic drainage, the French approach, because that is the basis from a homeopathic starting point for healing anything and everything, as it is from anything we talk about. Detoxification, the Doc of Detox, right? Detox of Fridays with Dr. Daryl Wolf. Go to docofdetox.com and get some of the DACA Detox's daily cleansing tea. Michelle, that's an easy, the simplest thing you can do. Now, Super Don, what should she do with coffee? Come on. You can say it.
All right.
You can do it.
You take 3 tablespoons of ground organic coffee to 1 quart of distilled water, and you let it boil for 3 minutes, then simmer for 20 minutes, and you strain and cool the water until it's at body temperature, and then you put it up your butt.
More than I could have expected from you.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Yeah. See? Well done. Hold it for about 18 minutes. But anyway, you can read up online about it. If Super Don can find out how to do it, you can too.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't. Like I said, you always exceed my expectations.
I try.
Except when you don't. No, you never
know.
I make
up for the times when I don't.
Yeah, where's Super Don? Okay. No, very good. So, yeah, number one on the list. And, of course, we talk about cancer therapy. Man, oh, man. Listen, coffee enema is number one on the list in terms of daily use. It's sometimes multiple times a day to help detox the liver. Remember, migraines always associated with liver congestion. Now, I'm not saying it can't be helped with a vertebral subluxation alignment, you know, like I said, correcting it via chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation. It can be a dehydration issue. There you can get some Echo Water from Paul. Go to robertswater.com and download that, too. But, Michelle, your son's teacher has a lot of catching up to do. And we pray that she, you know, pays attention to what you're trying to bring her. All right, one more segment this hour before TMB joins us to go outside the box. What's stuck on your head there? Is that you, Super Don, or is that a circus act?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, I got to transition the music here to this song, which is appropriate for this story.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true.
It's Huey.
I can see that you're happy to be stuck on me.
I love Huey Lewis in the news. And I want a new drug, too, while we're at it. This guy could use a new drug, the Canhead guy. There's a guy named Canhead from Evergreen Park, Illinois. He's got a mysterious medical condition that gave him an opportunity to make money. No, he didn't turn blue from drinking too much of the wrong kind of colloidal silver, and he's not in Las Vegas. But he is called Canhead. His name is Jamie Keaton of Evergreen Park, Illinois. He basically shaved his head for the first time 23 years ago and discovered that he had a bizarre superpower. I guess it's
like a mutant from the X-Men.
Right. This could be different because we're going to talk about Spider-Man, how big his hands have to be next hour with TMB in order to really climb if he was for real. But he says, I was at a ball game. I was trying to cool my head down because it was a hot day, and all of a sudden they hit a home run. I went up to grab it. I missed it and then said, where's my drink? Everyone was laughing. The drink was stuck to the back of my head. What? How does it get stuck to the back of your head? So then he finds that a bunch of other objects just kind of stuck to the back of his bald head or the top of his head or the side of his head and all over his skin. Doctors are saying, well, maybe it's because your temperature's 100 degrees. Listen, I've had a fever of 100 degrees before, and the stuff didn't stick to me. You remember having a fever as a kid? Did you, hey, look, Mom, look what's sticking other than the covers because you're all sweaty, right? But he's like a walking suction cup. Everything sticks to him. So he found out he could make money, and he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. He went to China, and he stuck 8 cans to his head. I don't know, were they full, were they empty? I don't know.
Now, I don't know how you make money doing this.
Yeah.
But it says here he made up to $1,000 in a single day and $8,000 in a single weekend renting out his head.
Right. You could advertise on his head, stick something to it. I mean, what are you going to stick to his head? Yeah, I mean, there are certain things you don't want to stick to your head, not even for money. I'm not even like a Disney princess who's got an STD.
All right.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
Good for him.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's leave that one at the wayside and go to a really cool story. I mentioned last week that Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres was calling it quits up there in Michigan. He was tired of having to deal with the the ag department or whatever that was saying he's got feral pigs. We want to shoot all your pigs. You're not in compliance, right? He's like, forget it. I'm just packing it in. Well, he's rethought things. He's prayed over it, evidently, and he said, no, I couldn't leave. I couldn't believe he's got this business, and he thought there's got to be something better that can be done here. And in fact, it is. He says now that he is going to turn his farm into a working farm for military veterans needing to transition back into something else, like for veterans to rehab. And they can use the farm as a place to heal, to come and work, to live, to eat real food. Mark Baker's a veteran who served 20 years. God bless Mark Baker. I want to get him back
on.
That is
so cool. I mean, how to turn something that really sucked into something really awesome.
I am so pleased to hear that. The people are going to benefit. And he's not just limiting to military veterans, but primarily that. So if it's something you feel like you need, people that need rehab, recovery, and learn how to work, listen to Mark Baker's own words here.
I just feel like this is the direction that I'm supposed to go. And I see a real need out there of veterans that would like to get their lives back together, transition out of military service, and I think the farm's a good place to make that happen.
So if you've got a farm like Mark Baker, family farm, generations of organic, free range, whatever you're doing, what a great way to provide healing, recovery, PTSD, and eventually, hopefully, they'll be able to grow hemp there too as another healing plant for those folks. Wow. That's a hard opener.
I mean, talk about that. That's the true definition of a hero right there, who can take, you know, a situation where he's being persecuted, where, you know, he could so easily just go, you know, I just forget it. I'm just packing it in. Do whatever, and he's finding a way to continue to help people.
Yep, and he decided to do something really great for his fellow veterans, and I am so pleased to be able to report that to you. All right, everybody, check out the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see we've added another event. You want to know what it is? Well, go see it. The IAOMT, the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology in Orlando, Florida, in addition to another health and fitness expo you can attend to. Go there, click the link, say thanks, and remember, folks, TMB's coming up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.